Random House Audio presents Star Wars, Fate of the Jedi. Backlash by Aaron Alston. Read for you by Mark Thompson. Chapter 1. Empty Space Near Kessel. It was darkness, surrounded by stars. One of them, the unlovely Sun of Kessel, closer than the rest, but barely close enough to be a ball of illumination rather than a dot. And then it was occupied, suddenly inhabited by a space yacht of flowing, graceful lines and peeling paint. That was how it would have looked, a vessel dropping out of hyperspace to those in the arrival zone, had there been any witnesses. Nothing there, then something, an instantaneous transition. In the bridge sat the ancient yacht's sole occupant, a teenage girl wearing a battered combat vac suit. She looked from sensor to sensor, uncertain and slow because of her unfamiliarity with this model of spacecraft. Two, there was something like shock in her eyes. Finally satisfied that no other ship had dropped out of hyperspace nearby, or was likely to creep up on her in this remote location, she sat back in her pilot's seat and tried to get her thoughts in order. Her name was Vestara Kai, and she was a Sith of the Lost Tribe. She was a proud Sith, not one to hide under false identities and concealing robes until some decades-long grandiose plan neared completion. And now, she had even more reason than usual to swell with pride. Mere hours before, she and her Sith master, Lady Rhea, had confronted Jedi Grand Master Luke Skywalker. Lady Rhea and Vestara had fought the galaxy's most experienced, most famous Jedi to a standstill. Vestara had even cut him, a graze to the cheek and chin that had spattered her with blood. Blood she had later tasted, blood she wished she could take a sample of and keep forever as a souvenir. But then Skywalker had shown why he'd carried that reputation. A moment's distraction, and suddenly Lady Rhea was in four pieces, each drifting in a separate direction, and Vestara was hopelessly outmatched. She had saluted and fled. Now, having taken a space yacht that had doubtless been old when her great-great-great-grandsires were newborn, but which to her everlasting gratitude held in its still functional computer the navigational secrets of the mass of black holes that was the Maw, she was free. And the impossible weights of her reality and her responsibility were settling upon her. Lady Rhea was dead. Vestara was alone. And her pride at Lady Rhea's accomplishment, at her own near success in the duel with the Jedi, was not enough to wash away the sense of loss. Then there was the question of what to do next, of where to go. She needed to be able to communicate with her people, to report on the incidents in the Maw. But this creaking, slowly deteriorating Soro Sub Star Tracker space yacht did not carry a hypercom unit. She'd have to put into some civilized planet to make contact. That meant arriving unseen, or arriving and departing so swiftly that the Jedi could not detect her in time to catch her. It also meant acquiring sufficient credits to fund a secret, no way to trace it hypercom message. All of these plans would take time to bring to reality. Vestara knew deep in her heart, and within the warning currents of the Force, that Luke Skywalker intended to track her to her homeworld of Kesh. How he planned to do it, she didn't know, but her sense of paranoia, trained at the hands of Lady Rhea, burned within her, as though her blood itself were acid. She had to find some way to outwit a Force user several times her age, renowned for his skills. She needed to go someplace where Force users were relatively commonplace. Otherwise, any Force use on her part would stand out like signal beacons to experienced Jedi in the vicinity. There weren't many such places. Coruscant was the logical answer. But if her trail began to lead toward the government seat of the Galactic Alliance, Skywalker could warn the Jedi there, and Vistara would face a nearly impossible-to-bypass network of Force users between her and her destination. The current location of the Jedi school was not known. Hapes was ruled by an ex-Jedi and was rumored to harbor more Force-sensitives. But it was such a security-conscious civilization that Vistara doubted she could accomplish her mission there in secrecy. Then, the answer came to her. So obvious and so perfect that she laughed out loud. She doubted the destination she thought of would be on a galactic map as old as the one in the antique yacht she commanded. She'd have to go somewhere and get a map update. She nodded, her pride, sense of loss, and paranoia all fading as she focused on her new task.